I'm Gene Kansas. You're listening to Sidewalk Radio, a show about real estate that's not really about real estate at all, or at least as we typically consider it. More importantly, we explore the cultural and physical development of life in the modern city through the lens of history and the context of community. Today's show, The Christmas Gift. Yay! My guest today is none other than Cooper Archibald Manning, host of the Cooper Manning Hour that's been cracking people up on Fox Sports this NFL season. Every year around the holidays, we like to give Sidewalk Radio fans a little something extra, some lanyap, if you will. Today, we score big, bringing to you a rollicking conversation with football's greatest comedic talent, Mr. Cooper Manning. Brother of Peyton and Eli, son of Archie and Olivia, husband and irritant to Ellen, and fun-loving father to May, Arch, and Hyde. Along with the wry wit this tete-a-tete is sure to deliver, I'm guessing there'll also be a healthy dose of indulgence. So please, indulge us.
M is for the mud flaps you give me for my pickup truck. O is for the oil I put on my hair. T is for T-Bird. H is for Haggard. E is for eggs, and R is for redneck. Our gifts to our redneck mother.
Growing up in New Orleans, I consider myself extremely fortunate to have known the Mannings my entire life. While I've never technically been invited on a family vacation, Coop is a lifelong friend and one of the funniest people I know. However, getting phone time with him these days is no laughing matter. The guy's become quite famous thanks to his hilarious hit show over there on Fox. Let's just say I had to pull some pretty big strings to get him biting on our little slice of entertainment pie. Truth is, he thinks he's doing an interview with Rickles. Let's give him a shout and see if I can pull this off.
Hello.
Cooper.
Yes, sir.
Don Rickles, how are you?
Oh, what a treat.
What are you doing? I thought it might be good for those of our listeners who neither follow the energy markets nor watch pro football, for those who neither work at Perlis nor are related to you in any way whatsoever, if you just tell them who you are and what you do.
How many people that leave us? About six. My name is Don Knotts, and I was Mr. Furley on Three's Company for a while, and then after that blew out, I got into hang gliding. My name is Cooper Manning. I've worked for Howard Weil. I'm an institutional energy broker, and I also recently have been dabbling in TV a little bit on doing a few special segments for the Fox NFL pregame show.
I'm a fan, bro.
There lies me. Thank you.
I like
You're a
it.
Fan and a contributor.
I also happened to grow up with you. Do you recall that?
It was brief. It was very brief. No, sadly, you and I spent a lot of time together in between the ages of 6 and 18 in New Orleans as we went to school together. And then since then, I've been a mentor to you, and it's done you no good.
I've loved it, and I appreciate it. But, you know, memory selective, as we know.
Mm-hmm. Or foggy.
I don't know if you recall, but some of my earliest memories of our friendship center around you and your brothers running line drills while I sat inside eating donuts.
It was a pretty driven family. We were allowed to have one donut one year. We'd do a lot of sit-ups, a lot of knee bends, and a lot of push-ups. That was kind of pretty much the highlight of the year was that donut with you.
What was it like? What was it like being better than all your friends at waking up early to exercise?
Worse. Now I've totally gone the other way as a parent, and I don't like my kids get out of their room until 12:30. Go over there, neither have breakfast nor lunch. They're starving and dying to do something. So it's all a matter of how you spin it. But I think it wasn't that my parents were particularly out of the ordinary. I think just all my friends' parents were particularly lazy.
Well, it is it's pretty cool. I'm an uncle basically to your family. I'm curious, even though we spent a lot of time together, we never really talked about this. When May and Arch and Hyde see you as host of this, you know, hit TV show, the Cooper mm-hmm. Manning Hour, are you still just dad to them?
I'd say more of a disappointment. It would be probably appropriate. They think it's like, whatever. Yeah, it's all right. They don't, you know, I'll show it to them. They don't want to, you know, Dad, you're watching it again by yourself and giggling to yourself. They don't find much humor in that. They think, you know, just get on with yourself and quit being so cocky. Is what they say a lot. So you would think you could try to, you know, I'd be curious what would impress them, but they're in that stage where everything's starting to get, everything's cooler than your parents, and I'm kind of a dork at best. I guess I haven't taken them to L.A. yet and let them see the scene. Maybe that's my next move.
And
to get in good with my kids.
I mean, your kids are pretty much born entertainers themselves. What are they doing to contribute to the show?
Ah, that's a good question. You know, they've done. You know, they've tried out a couple times behind the scenes, and I just hadn't. I thought I need to get in a year or two before I ever start. You know, trying to bring the kids into the business. We do a lot of dancing, a lot of singing, a lot of fun-filled activities at our house. People are over, and you can be called to dance, imitate. They're pretty comfortable with a camera in front of them, a microphone in front of them, and a crowd in front of them, which I guess can't hurt at the end of the day.
Earlier, you had mentioned constantly doing sit-ups.
Yeah.
And obviously, your family's...
Let me finish my next-to-last set right now.
You know, your family's pretty much known for their extreme diligence and work ethic. And
except moi. Yeah.
So who came up with doing sit-ups in the sauna, I'd like to know, and what are the tangible results outside of a heat stroke or kidney stones?
I'm going to have to give that to my dad. He said, you do sit-ups in a sauna. I've done those with him, you know, on a trip somewhere. He's like, let's go get a workout in the sauna with your dad. You're like 14, and he's doing crunches, which if you're looking at it the wrong way, could be misconstrued in the pickup line. So,
yeah.
I've tried to do it and got a
splinter.
It's contagious. You know, you just learn to do wrong by what your parents do wrong, and I've sadly inherited that trait.
That's actually true. I mean, you know, the smarter you are, if you've got dumb parents, you're going to pick it up that much more quickly.
I think it just takes a long time before you realize. I mean, you just
not that your dad's
things,
dumb.
Things that, no, things your parents do that you grow up thinking are normal. Sometimes it takes you to your 25, 30, even 40 before you realize, wait, that's not how it's supposed to be done. And that's kind of why, as you get older, you realize that all parents are kind of nutty in their way. And that's part of the fun.
I was well into my mid-30s before I realized that my dad eating toast in the shower probably was odd.
Yeah, it's frowned upon. Yeah, I mean, there's tons of little quirks and weirdnesses that your parents have. And I'm picking it up now. Like, when my kids have friends over, they will point out little weird things that I do and try to like make fun of me to their friends in front of them, which is I don't even really get why they're pointing it out, because it's perfectly normal to me, but their friends seem to be heavily entertained.
I didn't really anticipate the conversation going in this direction, which is part of the fun of Cyborg Radio, but you obviously know me now and knew me as a kid growing up. Would it surprise you that I'm constantly running behind Levi picking up Matchbox cars and putting them back in order?
I just hope Levi one day will be able to catch a pass in a game unlike you ever did. I mean, I've seen some bad hands in my life, but I've never seen someone with his least amount of receiving skills as young Henio Kansas. So,
well, that's true.
Levi, I'm pulling for you. Just, you know, anything, just one swing pass, one screen, a tipped ball, anything coming your way, if you can grab it, you will have already outperformed your dad's athletic career, especially on the football field.
That is 100% true. It probably wouldn't hurt if he had a quarterback better than you throwing to him.
Yeah, really. I have fond memories of people watching my highlight tape in college. I mean, in high school, trying to get college recruiters to look at me, and they're like, yeah, that's a pretty good route, but who's the quarterback throwing those balls right in your chest that you're catching? I'm like, well, he's a sophomore. I forget his first name, Peyton, I think, but he'll be okay. Sure enough.
Speaking of Peyton.
Someone else's, your good fortune is someone else's fault and or talent, one or the other.
I have a quick favor in regard to Peyton.
Do you patch him in? I'm sure he's not doing anything.
As you know, he hadn't spoken to me since I beat him in tennis in ninth grade.
he's a competitive guy.
I'd like to know, does he like me at all?
If he remembers you, I would say no. I don't think he ever really cared for you.
All right, that explains a lot.
You had so much potential, but you know, you let it all go to your hair.
That would explain a lot. I saw him on a flight recently. I was the.
Did he think you were a flight attendant?
He was heading. He was heading back to coach, and I tried to give him my first class seat, and he looked at me like I was crazy.
Well, I think he always has fond memories of you, Ween.
He's a good dude. He's a good dude. You know, I'm a fan of Eli too. I was curious, and I've never asked you this either, but if he wasn't the quarterback for the Giants, what do you think he'd be doing?
Ooh, that's probably the quarterback for the Jets. I would say that's a good question. I'd say, you know, middle school PE teacher, probably, you know, something in there, just running a kickball tournament. I think that's kind of what Eli had in mind for himself.
I can see that.
That's a good question. You know, it's hard to do that for anybody. You know, Eli was such a hard guy to figure sometimes that it would be tough. I'm not sure what anybody would do. And he'd probably be hosting this show because he's obviously more talented than you are.
My show or your show?
Your show.
People probably would love to hear a real answer about your relationship with your brothers. I mean, I know you're very proud of both of them, but what's it like being brothers? Is it like any other, or is there a dynamic there that makes it a bit more unique?
Yeah, I would say it's probably pretty similar to every other relationship you have with your siblings, except there's probably not as many opportunities for just a regular family to have your brothers on a stage where you're really pulling for them and you're really, you know, you're loving when they're having success and hating it when things don't go right, and you just on a week-to-week basis kind of have 3 hours where you're dedicating your afternoon to watching them perform. I think that's probably something that's probably a little different. And then also just where you have a chance to respect their work ethic, and you know, you get to really see what they're doing every week. I mean, you could have a brother who's a doctor in a different town, and you just, hey, he's a doctor there, he's doing great. This is a little more, you get a chance to really see the work they put in and what it means and how they conduct themselves on and off the field. It's nice to be able to be proud of your siblings, and I certainly am.
Unlike today, you've always been incredibly funny. you've made a lot of people laugh. Does it feel different now to be entertaining millions of people, literally?
You know, I would say it's a little bit harder. You know, when making people laugh, you get the instant, I guess, the what makes it fun on, like, if I'm in the office and I'm saying something and people are laughing, you get the instant gratification. And when you're on television, you may be saying things that are funny or not funny, and no one's allowed to laugh because it would screw up the take, or the cameramen are being quiet, and you're going, I don't know whether this is going well or I'm terrible. So that's a little bit harder. I remember even out of college hosting a radio show, and I thought saying a couple things that were really funny, and there'd be like one guy, you know, who's doing the sound in the booth would kind of giggle. You're like, boy, I'm really killing it.
You know? That was actually me.
It's those are different little, you don't know kind of how to keep going. Like, I can be funny in the office and people start laughing and I'm going, okay, I got another one. Here comes, you know, here they come. And you kind of get on a roll and it kind of feeds on itself. And that's definitely not the case in television where you have to, all right, let's do it again. No, you messed up. Let's do it. You know, it can kind of be a little more humbling, but hopefully mildly entertaining at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, your guests on the show, they're cracking up, so you're getting that feedback.
I've been fortunate to have guests that have enjoyed doing it. You know, we had Drew Brees and Odell Beckham and Von Miller and Cam Newton and Nick Mangold and had these Adam Vinatieri. They're good guys that want to be there. So they're fun. They're up for anything. They're good sports. And they know that I'm going to make fun of them, and they're fine with it, and they can make fun of me, and I'm fine with it. And it's kind of, no one's going to get hurt. So that's why it's, I think, so far, so good.
Coopy, you are a great friend. You are an incredible host of the Cooper Manning Hour, and I think a true Christmas gift for our listening audience, all six of them. So I thank you for being on.
Thank you very much. It's been a treat, Gene. I'm impressed that you waited 5 years to ask me.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
I'd like to thank my guest today.
My name is Don Knotts.
I'd also like to thank our sponsors, Perkins & Will and Hirsch Bednar Associates. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next month.